Let's pop open the pickle jar today, but there's not pickle juice inside. There's love juice because it's Valentine's Day.
This is the Tom Dill Show. It's not the Dill Tom Show. This is my favorite show because it is his show. It's the Tom Dill Show.
We're with Henny Milk and T Dill or Prime Nature. Tommy Holiday. Gang, gang.
I don't know what to say.
Too good of an intro, I know.
It was good. It caught me off guard. What is love juice?
I was going to say love potion, but, you know, I fucked it up. Love juice. Girl's nut, guy nut, mixed
girls
together.
Nut. You know. 2022.
Yeah. Girl's nut now.
I still can't find the clit.
Not the clit.
What?
You can't find a clit.
No. Of course I can.
Sorry, bud.
It's first rule of fucking improv. Yes, and. I can't find the clit. Yeah, me either. I thought I did. I don't know. I can't think of a joke. I don't
fucking read improv rules.
Well, you know what? What show is this? Did you already say it?
It's a fucking Pickle Jar podcast, motherfucker.
I think I'm drunk.
Already?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been drinking more than me. I haven't drank all day.
Yeah, I think it's I only had one glass earlier.
You guys caught me in rare form today. It's Valentine's Day. Nobody loves me.
That's not true. We're going to get one of those bitches are going to respond to you on Tinder.
Yeah, the girl I just told that we should make a true crime show about us.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to murder her.
Yeah, well, maybe she'll murder me or we'll just kill people together.
Maybe she's into blood.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We'll never know.
She looks like she's into french fries more than blood.
On the topic of Valentine's Day, let's talk about rape.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just left my brother's house. I was a little drunk. So,
good call.
So I was like, I can't get too drunk. Let me leave. So it's like 9:30, 10 o'clock. I'm like, fuck it, I'll go to the gas station. Get some gas, grab a snack, a drink, fuck it. The one lady there, every time I go there, I always see her. For whatever reason, she's always working them to go. Because I guess she works till close. So I started talking to her. She's told me some fucking weird shit.
How did it get brought up?
She said she had some fucking weird pain. She has pain in, I think it's her mouth or something. Her teeth or something stupid. I don't remember exactly. She says she can't swallow pills. I was like, why? She's like, well, I was raped when I was a kid. And
say it louder in the microphone. It's Valentine's Day.
I was raped as a kid.
Oh my God, Tom, what happened?
Not me.
Oh, that's what she said.
Yeah, and she said it was before she was four.
How would she even know?
Oh, because she said she told her grandmother when she was like four.
Told her what?
That she was raped.
And how did she? Okay. Oh, probably like.
I think she said it was.
Probably
her
said
uncle.
It like a child.
I think she said it was her uncle, and I guess they made her take a pill.
It was
so
her
now
uncle.
She won't. She couldn't take pills anymore.
Typical.
But she has Asperger's.
So that she's was a also randomly dizzy. Brought up.
Yes, that was a few days. That was. A few
that was
times.
Another time.
Yeah, before she told me she was raped.
I think she's in love with you.
Before that, she's in the middle of a divorce.
What?
Always says she hates her fucking husband.
How old? I thought she was like 17.
Oh, no. She's like probably in her 30s or 40s.
Oh, my God. She's an old bitch.
She showed me old pictures of her. She doesn't look that bad.
Yeah?
Back then, she didn't. Now
she now she looks like a rape victim.
To be honest, yeah.
Yeah.
But one time she told me someone put a gun to their head.
What?
Right. I think it was her husband. Or either a friend. And he was, like, fucking around, and there was actually a shell in the thing. And then he fucking moved it away, shot it, and it went into the fucking ceiling. And I guess they have a lot of firearms. I'm like, how the fuck?
A retard to get firearms.
Yeah. And then I gave her two gun shops. I wrote them down on a piece of paper. I was drunk. I wasn't giving a fuck. She always has a fucking head wrap on, I guess, because she's part of this weird religion.
She can't
show her hair. Yeah, but it's a weird one, I think. I don't think she's Muslim.
She white?
Yes. It's weird.
Very confusing.
That's all I can remember right now. Give us another story, John boy.
Let's go to the love connection. Call Sydney.
Oh, you have to talk to her.
Yeah. We're gonna call the last girl Tom fucked.
Oh, I forgot I changed her name.
What is it?
To wish you was hot mom.
God, if she was a hot mom, it would have been so lit.
We FaceTiming or are we just phone calling?
Phone call it.
Oh, no. She's not answering.
Sheesh. This is why she can't keep a man. She sent the snap?
She did.
Call her instantly.
Call her instantly. Oh, Sydney hit me up on Snap.
Hey!
We'll add her first.
Mm-hmm. She's more important than Sydney. I can name like 100 things more important than Sydney. I'm going to start. Hats.
Tic-tacs.
Tic-tacs. Deodorant. Toothpaste. Backpacks. Young Thug. Video games.
Air.
Skateboarding tricks. Backflips. Films. Collage art. Porn. Fake tits. Love me some fake titties. I think I like them more than natural ones the older I get.
Really?
I know how nuts that sounds, yeah.
That's weird.
A little bit. Shorts.
We'll see what Sydney said. Lol, what's up?
Just call her again.
Nope, she wasn't going to answer.
That's it. What is it? S-Y-D.
Oh, shit. I got you. I'm at the gym. What's up?
No, you're a liar.
I'm just going to send a picture of you and she'll answer.
Yeah. There we go. I'm adorable.
What am I going to say? Any text or just send that?
Happy Valentine's Day. And then we'll just berate her with fucking terrible questions for the podcast. What's the worst thing I've done to a woman? I cheated once.
Wow. At least I haven't done that.
It was like a weird turn of events. It was totally all my fault.
At least Snapchat wanted to say Happy Valentine's Day to me.
Happy Valentine's Day, Tom.
Thanks.
But no, so...
Oh, this is a girl you cussed out.
Who?
I forgot why. We were just drunk in my car.
I cussed her out?
Yeah. No. She called like 4 times. We kept answering. You just kept being ignorant. That it sounds was hilarious. Like me. Sydney's typing.
Nice.
Well, happy Valentine's Day, boys.
Nope. Nope. Not enough.
Oh, we're doing face for this one.
Okay. I'm gonna put it up though to the audio. For the audio.
Fuck off.
Unbelievable. Tom, girls don't answer you.
They all know I'm an asshole.
Wow, man.
I've lived a tough life. she's not going to answer. Well, I said happy Valentine's Day, and I get a response that's thanks drinking.
That's like not even not even a you too. Like, yeah. Oh,
well, I'm
going to
drink
bitch.
My sorrows away now for not getting one back.
Just be like, I'm going to kill myself. I'll try calling a girl.
So could you. You're calling Mia. She's going to answer you. Like, dude, fuck off. It's not even fair.
Yes, it is. Hey, babe.
Yeah, but.
Hi.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you so much. You're so great. We were trying to get girls to answer Tom for the podcast because it's Valentine's Day.
And everybody hates me.
Everyone, no one answered. So I was like, I'll try calling a girl.
Yo, what's your fucking girlfriend?
I was hoping you weren't going to know. Maybe I'll send you a funny dick pic. Yeah, it's Valentine's Day. But I want you to make your boobs look like a face.
No.
Fuck
you. Showed me the one of your cock with like googly eyes and all this other shit on it.
I added a hat to it last night.
I don't want to see it.
I'll show you. It's Valentine's Day. All right, babe. I love you. You're great. I'll talk to you in a minute. A little bit.
Okay.
I'll call Sydney. Did I already call Sydney?
No, we just called her on my phone.
I'll call
Sydney. She definitely blocked my phone number or she got a new phone. Probably totally blocked me.
She totally blocked you.
Sydney responded. Who? Low. Lol.
And now I'm just going to call her.
Yeah.
Hello.
Wow!
What? How you doing tonight, Sydney? Happy Valentine's Day.
Good. Happy Valentine's Day.
What's up? How are the legs? Well, she's on the treadmill.
Fair enough.
Huh?
I'm living the dream.
I feel that.
Have a good night, boys.
Thank you. You as well.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. It means a lot.
How the fuck did you get her answer and I didn't?
I just accepted a request like 20 minutes ago. Oh, I feel bad, Tom.
Give me another shot.
That's fucked up. That was fucked up.
I'm having a bad day, boys. You're lucky you had to hear this in the podcast exclusive. India, send me an Indian girl.
So, yeah.
Let me find or a Canadian girl. They'll get lit with me.
Oh, they're so
hunting,
polite.
Fishing, they'll be lit. Any girl from Canada, hit me up.
Since Sydney's an asshole to you, let's get the dirt. Let's get the dirt on you and her.
So, am I gonna talk about the teacher?
All of it. Why you guys stopped? Which actually, she told me some deets. She said she doesn't count you because you never made her come.
Fair enough. I stopped. I literally were in my car. I was like, this is retarded.
Car sex.
We're in the middle of a CVS parking lot with other people in the parking lot.
So that makes me think, how many bodies does she really fucking have?
Oh, yeah. So we'll go with that. She said she works at a dentist's office.
Does she?
Yeah. And she told me she blew just about every person she's worked on. Or
what?
A lot of them.
Wait, whoa. She's not that pretty.
No. If a girl offered me a blowjob, I'm not going to say no.
That's true. That's... Yeah.
She told me she fucked her boss's son because she was mad at him.
That's actually really funny.
At his house.
I respect that one. Not so much for double standard.
She said she was raped by the same guy a few times. I don't know
how
the fuck
do
you
keep,
do. Yeah.
I'm never gonna victim blame, but how do you keep getting raped by the same person? Like, you just keep
like three or four times.
Them. Yeah. It's like, oh, after the third time, it's like, oh, one more, maybe this time he won't. So she's a whore.
Yeah. So, the teacher thing. So, she was in high school. She was fucking one of her teachers. She was fucking him. She'd fuck him in the closets and stuff. And she,
in
he,
school?
She was, yes.
Yo!
She said he was ready to give up everything for her. I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. I'm
pretty sure
she
got pregnant after that. So, the guy who got her pregnant, I guess it's the same guy both times. I don't know. He used to beat her.
The teacher?
No.
Oh, my God.
Her baby daddy. Assumingly.
Who
knows?
Yeah,
who
fucking... I don't think she does.
She showed me a bunch of texts of people, like, she, like, flirts with. She's like, these guys want to fuck me. I'm like, why the fuck do I want
to
know that?
Like, she wanted you to get, like, mad and, like...
Oh, I was like,
yeah. It's like, okay.
I was like, I'm all set.
Yeah, like, it completely backfired on that bitch. Yeah, the other girl.
Deets got a phone? How else am I talking to you?
No, I'm on my fucking typewriter right now. Listeners, if you want to fucking be a caller, if you want to call into the pickle jar, if you want to reach down into the depths of that trying to be like you.
Scrape the bottom of the jar.
That sounds like they're rubbing their clits.
Yeah.
Yeah, scrape that jar.
Get the last of the juice out of this jar for us.
Get those seeds. Oh.
So Sunday, 7 to 9, call in. Except for on Super Bowl Sundays.
Well, that's once a year.
Yeah, exactly. The Amish! The Amish celebrate Rum Shada.
That's not what it's called.
Yes, it is. We're capping it off today. Screwing the lid on tight. We're going to come back and we'll see if we can get some call-ins and see what's up.
Yeah,
people from India, Canada, Norway. We charted in Norway.
Fucking anywhere.
Anyway, anyone who wants to call us, but, you know, anybody can call in on us. We'll just
we
see what's up.
We want questions. We want answers.
Yeah, if you
want to
ask us
stories,
you want to ask us questions, we'll ask you
definitely
questions.
Want stories.
If you got some dope shit to talk about, yeah, like
facts.
Yeah, but peace out, boys. It's been Henny Milk and T Dill Prime Nature, whatever
oh
the fuck
God.
You want to call me at this
you
point.
Really, you just
I don't have a name.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.